This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Black Lives Matter? Oh, Black Lives Matter? Is this thing on? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. Talking about racist terrorist group Black Lives Matter. And I'm asking them a very simple question. Are you out there? There was a mass shooting in D.C. and Black Lives Matter says nothing. I made a movie called Bleeding Blue where we talk about the origins of this racist terrorist group. And I explain it in the film. We have a very interesting part in the film. If you watch it, and I always wonder if people will catch it. It was a subliminal thing that we did. And I'm just, if you get a chance to go see it, bleedingbluemovie.com, I'm wondering if you caught it. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. Welcome. As one person said of the news cycle these days, if it ain't COVID, it ain't news, right? If it ain't the Wu flu, then it's not worth talking about. Yeah, I would hasten to add, if it doesn't involve a police shooting of a black person, then it's not news. I was on a radio show the other day and I asked a guy, I said, if George Floyd were white, are we having this conversation? And the radio guy goes, nope. I said, exactly. Let's play that clip. Mass shooting in D.C.
A mass shooting in Southeast claims the life of a 17-year-old father. He leaves behind a 1-year-old child and had another baby on the way. The shooting also left an off-duty officer wounded and nearly 20 others injured. Now, this chaos unfolded after midnight on Du Bois Place in Southeast, right around the corner from Kimball Elementary School. That's where we find ABC 7's Justin Hinton, who spoke with the family members now in mourning. Justin.
That's right, Carl. Du Bois Place actually just opened not too long ago. There was a Department of Public Works crew out here cleaning up in the area. You can actually see a few things that are still left behind. You've got an alcohol bottle right here, some other trash. But here's the thing. While the vast majority of this trash is gone, there are some permanent scars that won't be leaving anytime soon. You have a teenager who is dead and an officer who, at last check, was fighting for her life. Evidence from the previous night's party in Southeast only tells half the story that would end with an aunt and a cousin grieving 17-year-old Christopher Brown, killed during a mass shooting after police say a dispute led to bullets.
It was just senseless.
Even more so since gatherings of more than 50 people are banned in D.C.
If we not supposed to be outside like
Thank
that,
you.
And all them police officers was outside, y'all seen it was all those people outside,
Thank you.
Why didn't y'all shut that stuff down?
Chief Newsham says it's under investigation, but his understanding is that there weren't enough officers on scene to break it up. This was one of the event flyers posted on social media advertising free food, free liquor, and a chance to dance. It's since been pulled down, but it called the gathering a cookout, and the reason why one woman, who didn't want to be identified, told us she went.
If I had known all this, I would have stayed in the house. My life is too important to risk it for some party. And it was just a whole bunch of bodies on the ground. Car keys, phones, and stuff was everywhere. Ambulance was here. It was a mess.
But no Black Lives Matter protests. Yeah, baby. Oh, I wonder, well, before we jump ahead of ourselves, we got to make sure cops didn't do the shooting, right? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, to you're listening to. A party. A party. After midnight, Du Bois Place had just opened. You know who's cleaning up the mess? The tax dollars of D.C., our tax dollars. The Department of Public Works had to come in afterwards and clean up. And I bet because of blood, they had to bring in hazmat people because, you know, blood can have toxins. Yeah, they said it's going to leave permanent scars. Evidence from the party was liquor bottles and trash and all that. And I'm not mad at them for not staying around to clean up like the Tea Party does. But see, the Tea Party can stay around to clean up because we never killed anybody. Yep. A dispute, they said, is what led to the shooting. Yeah, a dispute. See, I've talked to you guys, my audience of the Kevin Jackson Show, about the anger in the black community. See, black folks don't know frustration. They don't know angst. They don't know, just normal emotions that people have. They go to anger. as I said, 0 to 60 in 3 seconds. That is what black folks do. It isn't, hey, man, if you bump me in the line, wait, getting into chicken. Well, my brother, go for it. If we're both going to get some, right? Have some. I don't care. I'm not going to get mad at you because you, even if you try to get me mad, I'm not going to get mad at you because you think you deserve to get in line. Get in line. Go for it. It's yours. No big deal. You know what? Even if I don't get any chicken here, I can get some later. I got a couple of bucks. But no, you don't know what's going to set somebody off. I'm telling you right now. You ever been in a relationship where it's so volatile that you're afraid to speak, you're afraid to do anything? It's a horrible way for a person to live. It really is. Melissa and I were talking about this the other day. I told her, you know, as a person who's been guilty of sort of creating tension in relationships, just because I was one of those kids that grew up from zero to angry in 3.0 seconds. And so you have this tense environment. And even though you don't like it, you don't know how to get around it. And that's a shame. You should get counseling for that. You should learn to understand how to deal with that. But that's not taught in the black community. So everything erupts. Let me tell you something. God is my witness. If you have a child and your child says, "Yeah, I'm going to go over to this event, a rap thing or whatever, at a black part of town, and it's going to be a bunch of black," I'm telling you right now, you want to save your child's life or have the ability to do something that could be life or death, don't let them go. Don't let them go. I know this firsthand because I didn't like, as a kid, I'll be honest with you, I didn't like going to family reunions. Because I watched the level of volatility of my own family members. My cousin, I've told this story a few times. My cousin Bobby, we're at a family reunion, having a good time, playing dominoes. And my cousin Bobby threatens to shoot a bunch of us because she's drunk and she doesn't understand what's happening. So she misconstrues the situation and she immediately goes and gets her pistol. And if it weren't for one of my uncles grabbing her, somebody would have been shot at our family reunion. And I'm not exaggerating that. And that's not the only time. It's the most dangerous thing you can do in the black community is go gather with your family and friends with a bunch of blacks. Now, I know people, "Oh, Kevin, there's going to be some fallout on that." I don't care. Bring it. Bring it. You know what else, though? Gatherings of 50 people or more were banned. So it's the police fault. There were police out here and they didn't do nothing. What did you expect the police to do? "Hey, listen, y'all, we're going to break up this party because it's banned. Y'all need to get out of here, you pigs, you bear, you slime ball, pigs in a blanket, roast them like bacon." And what got them out? Free food, liquor, and a chance to dance. You want to know who I blame this shooting on? I blame it on the system. I blame it on the Democrats. Lots to talk about.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
What are you doing?
I'm hunting.
Who are you hunting?
I'm hunting Antifa.
What the hell is that, Antifa?
Oh, they're these small, hairy little rodents. You usually find them living in the burrows of Democrats. The males are little scrawny things, and the most unusual thing about them is they have no testicles. The females, they're about twice the size of the male. Usually they have orange or blue hair, and their mouth is almost as big as their They're generally found in the city, but they've been wandering out into the suburbs in the country now.
That's a funny video. It's been circulating. Oh, my gosh, I was dying. Oh, man, the feminists, what they've done to the and I use my finger quote, the men on their side is really pathetic. Antifa. Go unmask any one of them by themselves, and they are the biggest pansies. And they're pansies even just as a team. John Jones, the light heavyweight MMA guy, they were spray painting stuff, and John Jones just went and started taking their spray paint cans, which I'll tell you, there aren't any many conservatives that would confront John Jones if they were taking away their spray paint cans. But we wouldn't be spray painting stuff. We got jobs to go to the next day. I mean, you go to these cities, God, they got to look at this stuff and just say to themselves with disgust, how do we let this happen? Oh, welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. One of the funny things that I saw story-wise was has to do with Maureen Dowd. And she wrote an article in the New York Times. She's a New York Times columnist. And she's pretty, you know, well thought out. And, you know, I don't agree with her most of the time, but she's pretty well thought out. Even in her lunacy, you can at least follow the breadcrumbs. So she writes this article, and here's what, essentially, she said that the last male-female ticket, presidential ticket, was Walter Mondale and Geraldine Ferraro, which is the second term of Reagan, in 1984. And I've been using that analogy to talk about what's about to happen to the Biden, insert female here, ticket. Because they're going to get crushed. It's going to be a Mondale Ferraro all over again, except this one's in 2020. It's too bad it isn't in 2024, because it could be the 40-year reunion of that particular event. But they're going to get crushed. But long story short, Maureen Dowd stated that Biden has yet to pick his announced female running mate. And it will be the first Democratic male-female presidential ticket since Walter Mondale and Geraldine Ferraro. And Hillary Clinton fired back, you know, because apparently Maureen Dowd forgot about her and Virginia Senator Tim Kaine. Remember that eunuch that ran as Hillary's VP? Yeah. So Hillary Clinton fires back. Either Tim Kaine and I had a very vivid shared hallucination 4 years ago, or Maureen had too much pot brownie before writing her column again, is what Hillary Clinton wrote, tweeted. And it struck me as very funny, because Hillary Clinton's upset that, I get it. She's like, what about us? And it's almost a reminder, like, what about when I got my butt kicked by Trump? But maybe, of course, my humor brain kicked in. I was thinking, well, maybe Maureen Dowd doesn't consider Hillary Clinton a woman. Maybe she considers Hillary Clinton a dude. And maybe that's what she was, a slip of the thing. Now, they've taken it down or corrected the article or whatever since. But I don't know. I'm just speculating here. Because maybe Maureen Dowd really does see Hillary as a woman. I don't know that they do. You guys tell me. Is that even really something that should be discussed? But I found it very funny that Maureen Dowd missed that. Because how do you miss Hillary Clinton? We're not talking that far, way long ago. Now, maybe she was thinking about a woman as a vice president. You know, okay. But in terms of a male-female ticket, really? You don't recognize Hillary Clinton? I still say to myself that she's a man, baby. She's a man. Not to go all Austin Powers on you. What else we got? Oh, man, a guy wrote a letter to the Democrats. We don't have time to cover that. That was an excellent letter in terms of what the Democrats have set themselves up for. I'll allude to it, because I think we should cover it separately. Yeah, I know. I saw it. Talking to my producers. So I'll allude to it by saying that much of what you're witnessing with, for example, Pelosi fighting Trump on these executive orders and saying that him giving payroll tax cuts is undermining Social Security and the Medicaid system, like those systems are going away. All these things that we're starting to see, I see them as fractures in the Democratic Party. And quite frankly, I'm going to be honest with you. I love getting up in the morning and seeing what's new. There's a part of me that goes, Kevin, there's too much to cover. You can't cover it all. If I just went and took the titles of stories and we just talked about them to the point where, forget knowing any details, you know, like, Hillary Clinton comments about Maureen Dowd. If I just took the titles and knew a little bit of the detail and we covered that, I'm not kidding you. You could not cover all the news in a two-hour show. You couldn't cover it in a three-hour show. And that's not the way some radio guys do, where they repeat hour one, hour two, and hour three with a guest or something in between. But they pretty much repeat the same stuff, because there's one topic is hot enough. right? One topic. If all we talked about were COVID, were Wu flu, I don't call it COVID, but Wu flu, it would be enough for me to cover easily an hour. The new statistics, who's lying, the number of supposed outbreaks, who's dying, where, yada, yada, yada. If I only did that, I could easily cover an hour just on that particular subject. I started off this show with It's Just a Mask. That was an 11-minute video where the guy outlays all the different things involved with us becoming sheep, with us rolling over on a tyrannical government that said, arbitrarily, for no real reason, you need to start wearing a mask. And even capitalists saying, you can't come into my store because they passed this mandate and I can refuse you service. That's what a guy told me. Twice I've been told that. I can refuse you service for not wearing a mask. And I go, fine. At some point, you're going to stop refusing people service, because if more of us don't wear it, then what? You know, so all these are fractures in the Democratic Party. All this stuff, everything that you're watching them fight Trump on. Oh, how dare you give students a break on their student loans when they're out of work caused by us and all the panic we did over Wu flu? How dare you, Donald Trump? And Donald Trump says, oh, really? That's your reaction? The Democrats are scrambling, and they have every reason to be scrambling, because there's a huge fracture. There's a huge fracture with respect to Biden and them not wanting him to come out. That every time he comes out, he not only screws up, he screws up royally. I made a tweet the other day. I said Joe Biden's next racial gaffe will not only, he's over, but it will end the Democrat Party. That's why they don't want this man out. Anyway, when we come back, we're going to talk Senate hearings in Durham.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you a business owner that needs a large supply of face masks?
Do you have a large family and need a large supply of face masks?
And want high quality but not high prices? Then you want sunny-bay.com.
Our face masks are a better quality than Costco and lower price than Amazon.
There's none better than sunny-bay.com.
See for yourself. Go to sunny-bay.com and place your order today.
Again, business owners, large families, and anyone who needs a large supply of quality disposable face masks, click sunny-bay.com.
Be sure and look for our volume discounts.
Our high-quality cloth face masks are handmade in the USA.
We also have N95 masks.
See our quality, get details, and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company.
Remember, volume discounts for large quantities at sunny-bay.com.
Just click sunny-bay.com.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Labor Department expects enhanced unemployment checks to go out in roughly 2 weeks. That's according to White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow. As far as how much to be expecting, it will vary by state, but Kudlow says
the baseline of unemployment benefits from states is roughly $400, okay, per person per week. That's the median. On top of that, the federal government is going to put in $300, so that will give the benefit overall of $700.
In cities such as Kansas City, Chicago, and St. Louis, the murder rate at the end of June was on average 37% higher than it was at the end of May. Kansas City is on pace to shatter its record for homicides in a year. You're listening to USA Radio News. Folks in Iowa, Illinois, and Wisconsin are still cleaning up after a dangerous storm moved through the area on Monday. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
A huge windstorm called a derecho blasted across the Midwest yesterday, knocking out power and leaving behind a trail of damage. It blew up in eastern Nebraska, spreading all the way to Ohio.
Black Lives Matter members in Chicago held a rally on Monday to support the more than 100 people that were arrested following widespread looting and rioting that caused at least $60 million in property damage in the city and saw 13 police officers injured. The rally organized by Ariel Atkins.
People in this city are struggling through a pandemic, so I don't care if somebody decides to loot a Gucci or a Macy's or a Nike, because that makes sure that that person eats. That makes sure that that person has clothes.
Atkins also saying the businesses have insurance. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Trump will not be president.
Highly critical, biased text messages between senior FBI officials Peter Strzok and Lisa Page.
There will be no question about the outcome of this election.
And she got ahead of herself. This utterly stunned this campaign.
Head home. You should get some sleep. We'll have more to say tomorrow.
Constitutional democracy enshrines the peaceful transfer of power.
The peaceful transition of power is one of the hallmarks of our democracy.
We want to do everything we can to help you succeed, because if you succeed, then the country succeeds.
These declassified documents that were just released.
Officials in the Obama administration were asking for the identities to be unmasked of Americans.
Unmasking of aides and staffers of the incoming president.
The basic charge, political spying.
To disrupt the peaceful transfer of power.
Unmasking of American citizens. It could be a real problem.
Why is it that the unmasking of Flynn somehow ended up in the pages of the Washington Post?
I know nothing about those moves to investigate Michael Flynn.
The vice president said that yesterday, and then the last name on this list is Joe Biden.
The Obama administration was bitter. They wanted to do everything they could to undermine the incoming Trump administration.
Really designed to sabotage and really upend the new administration.
An outgoing president and a vice president and a Washington Post columnist and the FBI setting up an incoming administration.
Wow.
That's a real conspiracy. And nobody wants to talk about it.
Pretty telling video. If you see the video, the audio, even though you can't get the full beat, you know, the full picture of it, you still get it, right? Trump will not be president the way it started. Then they go on and talk about Strzok and Page and the things that they were saying. Then, of course, no question about the outcome of this election. That's what the Democrats were saying. No question. We got this. And then the shock. Podesta saying, hey, listen, everybody head home. We'll reconvene on this tomorrow. Yeah, well, they reconvened on it. The reality that Donald Trump had defied all odds and all the things that were against him and he became president. And then we start talking about the, quote, peaceful transition of power. And the Democrats wanted to sell us on the idea that that's what they were willing to do. Yeah, we're not going to contest the election. They were asking Donald Trump, would you contest the election if you lost? He says, I don't know, maybe. Oh, look at what he said. He'll contest the election. And then what did they want to do? They got to wait and see. We can't say it's election. Oh, and then what have they done since? They have contested this election. They even told us what they were going to do. We're going to sue him. We're going to keep him in court. Because that's how we handle the peaceful transition of power, right? As Obama said, it's a hallmark of our democracy. Which we are not a democracy, we're a democratic republic. But that's okay. We don't expect a constitutional attorney, a constitutional lawyer to know that. And then he goes on to tell Donald Trump, we're going to do everything we can to help you succeed. Which, of course, you know Democrats speak. I've already told you what Democrats do. They tell you exactly what they are not going to do by the actions of what they tell you they are going to do. We're going to help you succeed, Donald Trump, as we sue you into oblivion, as we, you know, put false allegations against you, as we conspire behind your back in a coup, a continued coup to not only make sure you never became president, but now that you are, we're going to get rid of you. And that's what we determine is a peaceful transition of power, which is the hallmark of our democracy. So what do they first start doing? They start setting up Donald Trump's people. Unmasking. Hey, Papadopoulos, you had a happy hour with a strange conversation with an Australian. Well, guess what? You're in trouble. Hey, General Flynn, we've been wiretapping your phones. And we know exactly what you said, and we're going to send in the FBI unannounced. Comey bragged about this. Yeah, we knew he wouldn't be ready. So yeah, we kind of knew. So we sent him over, and guess what he did? He put himself in the perjury trap. That's what they did. Unmasking people. People that are set up who understand how the world works and they are protecting this nation. And what do the Democrats do? They play political games. What do they call it in the clip? Political spying. Disrupt the peaceful transition of power. Those are the words that people began to understand, started using. This was an attempt to disrupt the peaceful transition of power. And what do? They unmask people, and then where does it end up? In the media, in the Washington Post. And then what does Biden say? I didn't know anything. Oh, but wait a minute. What is this meeting that occurred, and who's the last name on the list? Joe Biden. That's the last name on the list. He was there. Look, I don't care about Biden being there, not being there. Here's what I can tell you about the Obama administration. It was crooked from the top down. Everything that there is nothing I'm going to say to you in the next few minutes, in the next few weeks, months, years about what happened here that you don't already know. You know, Barack Obama and his team conspired to keep Trump from becoming president. They put him on the ticket with the idea that he would be the easiest person to beat. And when he wasn't, they went, uh-oh, and they tried to get him. And everything that you're going to learn from Durham, you don't even need to learn anything from Durham. You already know. And so do they. And now everything that's going on is an attempt for them to make themselves look like, it isn't the way you think. So the Senate calls their hearings and they bring in Sally Yates. Now, and here's what's most interesting about what Sally Yates essentially said. She said, okay, if I knew what I know now, I wouldn't have recommended it. Same thing Rosenstein said. If I knew now what I didn't know then. Well, the question then is, why are you in leadership? Leadership, the buck stops where you look. I had subordinates who lied to me. Don't mess with them. I should have had systems in place to make sure they didn't do it. I didn't. It falls on me. Said nobody in the Obama administration. And you'll never hear a leftist say that. They will never. Well, it was obviously other people. And they're even asking her, who do you think it is? Who did it? Where did the lies occur? Because you obviously know you got bad information. This is what's been happening. You got bad information. Can we at least admit that? Yeah. The IG report said that 17 instances of FBI complete malfeasance. Yeah, well, you know, had we known at the time, well, then who knew? Who brought you the malfeasance? Oh, it was a couple of low-level people. Let me tell you, if I was a low-level person that had anything to do with this, I would be blowing the whistle. I would be willing to bet you that low-level person is talking to John Durham saying, oh, they keep mentioning low-level people. GS-11s and 12s, guess what, low level? I'm going to let you know I got a directive from this person and that person, and here is all my records. Here you go, Mr. Durham. You're not putting me in jail for something somebody told me to do. They think they're going to skate. And Lindsey Graham, oh my gosh, well, I don't believe you or Rosenstein knew. I don't believe y'all knew what was going on, but somebody did. Well, look, Lindsey, how about thank you for absolving the top brass of the Obama administration's crooked Justice Department by saying, I don't think y'all knew. Who has oversight? It's insane. He doesn't really seem to want to get to the bottom of this stuff. It's just a bunch of talk and a bunch of lies. But Josh Hawley may want to get to the bottom. Here's Josh Hawley during the Senate hearings.
I'll just say in conclusion, Mr. Chairman, that I seem to detect a pattern here. Ms. Yates testifies she has no idea what her deputy is doing as he facilitates contact between a political party opposition research and the FBI. She has no idea that these applications that she signed materially misled a federal court. Just as Rosenstein said, he had no idea. Nobody appears to know anything in this government, and yet somehow a federal court was deliberately and systematically misled so severely that they now say they can't trust anything that the FBI did. If this doesn't call for a cleaning of house at DOJ and the FBI, I don't know what is, and I just know that Bruce Orr is still on the payroll at the Department of Justice. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Coons.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, we want a five-minute break. I apologize, Ms. Yates.
Mr. Chairman.
We'll take a break from Ms. Yates.
I see no reasons for those remarks. They're inflammatory. I think the witness ought to be able to respond if she chooses.
She certainly may, and let me just give my two cents worth. I don't think they're inflammatory at all. I think it's the truth. Bruce Orr is apparently going rogue. You got her deputy orchestrating interviews and meetings, and he tells the FBI in November, you need to watch Steele. What the hell's going on over there?
I don't think we're doing this. Since my remarks are the ones that are just challenged, Mr. Chairman, I'll just say with all due respect, we have a deliberate and systematic misleading of a federal court here. I don't think you can say anything more inflammatory than what the federal court itself said when they issued an incredible statement. I've never seen a federal court, let alone the FISA court issue, saying that they now had no confidence in any of the submissions of the FBI based on the level of lying.
Well, everybody's to blame and nobody's to blame. Exactly. Is the problem we have. We'll take a five-minute break and we'll let her respond.
Josh Hawley got it right. Deliberate and systematic misleading of the federal court, and we can't seem to stay focused on that. I don't get it. I don't know what else is going to come out of these hearings. We'll cover them, as they come up, but I just wanted to at least let you know I was paying attention last week. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
A tweet caught my attention, and here's how it read. At one point, I even recall telling Halper, that taking Flynn out would be like beheading Trump's team. I had no idea that I had been unintentionally aiding a spy preparing the guillotine and helping lead Flynn to exactly such a beheading. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. So, Spygate and this whole Senate hearing thing, which, by the way, this is just a touch. And this is why I get after Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham, there's so many people that are ready to be witnesses. I don't understand why the Senate isn't calling these folks. Now, he alluded that they're going to continue calling them, but I would like to see this thing moving along. So guess what's happening now? The inside scoop is it's happening right in front of our eyes on how the Democrats targeted the Trump campaign and specifically Mike Flynn. And the thing that should concern the Democrats is it's now front and center. And this article was written by a guy who worked for one of the co-conspirators. His name is Stephen Schrage. And I swear, you've got to read this article. Now, it's very, you'd have to be building a timeline and putting the names in things. It's like reading Harry Potter or figuring out Harry Potter, because it's quite complicated with the people. But there are four people that were part of the takedown of Flynn, and he describes how it happened. And I can only imagine how much information John Durham has gotten because of this guy. I mean, it's unbelievable. The FBI uses sometimes some scurrilous tactics to get people to talk, and the Comey's team did this when they set people up and set these perjury traps and things like this. Durham can do it for the side of righteousness, for the side of good. And I think people that understand how the FBI works and the inner workings of these folks, they are getting it. You talk about a treasure trove of information. Now, I want to play this clip of this guy, Schrage. He did an interview with Maria Bartiromo. And this is, it's mind-blowing what he had to say. So here, I'm not going to play the whole thing because I think it's 4 minutes. But the relevant parts maybe are within a couple of minutes. But just listen to him. You'll see what I'm talking about.
The key part, and I think the real smoking gun in all this, is, you know, all these tentacles lead back to this small group, including Stefan Halper at the center of Spygate, Christopher Steele at the center of Russiagate, Stefan Halper's FBI handler. None of the Senate has subpoenaed these or called these people to talk in 4 years. I think that's the real smoking gun. How are these people being protected, and how are we at a point so close to the election, and with Flynn's hearing coming up, that no one has called these people and gotten to the bottom of this? And, you know, the information I provide provides a lot of troubling aspects of this.
So let's talk about that, because you actually recorded Stefan Halper. He was aware that you recorded him because you used to do recordings. But this is on January 10th, 2017, 2 days before there was a leak in the Washington Post that General Flynn was going to be investigated about the Logan Act. And you recorded Stefan Halper talking about Flynn. Let's roll that recording right now.
If you go to the NSC, you have to consider very carefully if you feel it's appropriate for you to work for Flynn. I don't think Flynn's going to be around long.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just my guess. But the way these things work, you inevitably find yourself at odds with someone.
Yeah.
I mean, you always do.
Yeah.
Probably lots of people.
Right.
And when your opponents, some call them enemies, but when people oppose you, are looking for ways of exerting pressure, they go to people that they know you're at odds with.
Right.
And that's how it builds, and then eventually you get squeezed pretty hard.
And that was my kind of lesson.
But Flynn's reaction to that is to blow up, get angry.
Yeah.
But that is his reaction.
Right.
That's why he's so unsuitable.
So what do you think was going on here, Stephen? Do you think Halper was working for the FBI or the CIA and getting paid by the Office of Net Assessment to dirty up Flynn and dirty up Trump campaign officials? How did he know Flynn was about to blow up 2 days before it was in the Washington Post?
Right, and some of this is things that I believe based on interacting with him for a long time, but they are beliefs. It was very odd because I had told him extensively that, you know, Flynn was incredibly close with President Trump. At the time, as it's been reported, the FBI was about ready to pull its investigation on January 4th before the Oval Office meeting was met, where the Logan Act and Flynn was discussed. So I don't think he had any independent reason to expect that this would happen to Flynn. He had also bragged to me and talked to others that David Ignatius was one of his big press media contacts. Again, it seems something that really needs to be investigated. One of his students was also working with Ignatius at the Post, Bob Robert Costa. So the fact that this has not been investigated, that no one has called them to testify and looked at this, I think is as shocking as what's happened.
Well, what about you? I mean, you told me you spoke with John Durham. Somebody else told me that they thought you were disseminating the dossier. Are you involved in this?
No, I had no idea at all. I mean, this has really upended my life. I was actually about to fly out for my wedding when the stories broke that, you know, my PhD supervisor for a long time was this FBI spy known as the Walrus. And since that time, I've tried to uncover that. I've worked with, investigators to try to do this. But with this Flynn information I discovered a few weeks ago, and the fact that these investigations have not moved so far, I felt I needed to come forward before the Flynn hearing. And frankly, the fact that some people have been spreading rumors about other people leaking it, I think there were quite a few Republicans involved in leaking this that I found out through these different processes that have not been revealed. So I think there's a lot of people trying to cover the tracks of what happened to start this thing, and I think that's why it's so critical that we get to the bottom of it.
Wow. Just wow. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to It's the Kevin Jackson Show. I don't even know what to say. So many other people. Republicans involved? Does that shock you at all? The Rhino crowd? I mean, this is the John McCain connection. Remember this? John McCain and his staffers? What a turncoat traitor that guy is. Look. We've been talking about getting to the bottom of this for some time, and I know there are a lot of people who still say to me, Kevin, when's this thing going to come? Look, I don't know how much closer we can get to it, but here's what I will tell you. My spidey sense is telling me the president knows a lot more than he's letting on. I think that's why he's starting to make bolder moves to push the Democrats into some corners and keep making them come out of themselves. I think that this August surprise is what I call his executive orders. It sort of takes the wind out of the sails of the Democrats and makes them act even more like sprayed roaches is only the first salvo of what he's going to do to them. I think the October surprise will be Durham doing indictments and all that. I can't imagine, because we're now, firmly into August. We've got September coming up. We have the first public acknowledgement of all of the stuff that we've known has gone on. We're just waiting for somebody to connect the dots and make it irrefutable. I think more people like Schrage are talking to Durham, which has to upset the Democrats because, as I said, a scandal of this level, you can't put that genie back in the bottle. There's just too many moving parts. And here's a guy that says, look, I'm only going to talk to you about the four low-level kind of people that I know were involved. What do you think you're going to find when you start subpoenaing their records, phone calls and email and transcripts and what have you? What do you think you're going to find there? I mean, just his connecting the dots of the people that were related to the Washington Post and how they were putting things in there. I mean, I see what's taking Durham so long. I really do. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks. Glad you guys are with me. Look, we all want to see this thing get resolved. We want to see this dual system of justice get upended. Now, I want you to understand the Democrats know that the dual system of justice exists for the elites. Now they're trying to make it for the people at the bottom because they want to make sure that we keep our eyes off the ball. There's no way. You know what we've learned how to do? We've learned how to watch multiple balls. They're not going to fool us this time. This guy, he's written an article. Forget about the Bartiromo interview. He wrote an article that says, I'll be updating this so you can connect the dots, because I'm going to make sure you know I had nothing to do with it, and I'm going to make sure you understand why I decided to do what I'm doing before they start trying to do some sort of a misinformation campaign on me. This guy has just lit the fuse, folks. We asked what would be the catalyst. I think we just heard him. Remember the name Stephen Schrage, and remember him as the good guy. Got to leave it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.